please say hello to Gollum Johnson, unemployed ring bearer.
Tuesday, October 12th.
All right, Mr. Johnson. Thanks for your patience. Now, I have to be honest with you. This is a most unusual resume you've handed us. So tell me, Gollum. I may call you Gollum.
Smeagol.
Excuse me?
Call me Smeagol.
Oh, okay. I'm just curious. How did you get Smeagol out of Gollum, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, you know, parentheses.
I do know parents. I do indeed. I'm one myself. So, Smeagol, why do you want to work for Jostens?
Must have the precious.
I'm sorry. Must have the what?
The precious.
Okay, that was pretty creepy. I tell you what, we'll call you if we have an opening. But thanks for stopping by.
But
no, thanks for stopping by.
But,
I said goodbye, sir. Okay, and a little advice: you may want to update that resume of yours. All right, now, goodbye.
Wednesday, October 13th.
All right, Mr. Johnson, welcome to Bumblebee Tuna. I see here on your resume that under career objective, you have crossed out must have the precious and wrote in to catch a fish so juicy sweet.
Yes. Yes, Smeagol want to catch a fish so juicy sweet.
Right. Well, I hope you know here at Bumblebee, you won't actually be catching the fish yourself.
What?
No. The fish have already been caught and skinned, deboned, and cooked. You'll be a part of an assembly line that will can the tuna. That's basically it.
You ruined it!
Well, I'm sorry, but that's the way we do things here at Bumblebee Tuna. And for about 100 years, I might add, sir, trust me when I tell you, we don't ruins it.
Give it to me raw and wet and wriggling.
Okay, I can see this is going nowhere. Mr. Johnson, I thank you for coming in.
But I've got more to say.
Good luck to you, sir.
But...
I said good luck, sir.
Thursday, October 14th.
I'll be honest with you, Mr. Johnson. Based on your resume, I don't think we have any room for you here at Bailey, Banks, and Biddle.
But I must have the precious.
Well, that's kind of what I'm talking about. See, under career objective, you had typed, must have the precious. Then you crossed it out, and in ink, mind you, you put in its place, what is that, to catch a fish so juicy sweat?
Sweet. Juicy sweet.
Yeah, well, whatever. The point is, you then crossed that out and put, and quite possibly the worst handwriting I've ever seen, by the way, must have the precious again. I mean, that's just sloppy, son. That's just sloppy.
But they stole it from us. They stole the precious. Nasty habits, as tricksy force they are. We never should have trusted them.
And yet, under references, you wrote Master from Hobbiton. Well, I took it upon myself to call your master from Hobbiton, and he didn't have very nice things to say about you, Mr. Johnson. Something about a finger. I don't know. He pretty much trashed you, son. And if that's your only reference, I don't know.
But master is my friend.
Well, apparently not anymore, Mr. Johnson. Oh, and look here under the heading Work Experience. You wrote Ring Bearer, which wouldn't have been so bad seeing that you've applied to work at a jewelry store and all. But looky here, in parentheses, you claim to have worked as a ring bearer at one location for more than 500 years. Well, that's either the worst typo oversight I've ever seen or the most desperate attempt to impress a boss there's ever been. I mean, even if I were to believe your ridiculous story, well, you'd clearly be overqualified for this position. 500 years of experience. I mean, you can see how absurd that is.
Go away.
Go away? Go away? Well, if I don't beat all, you come into my office, ask for a job at my office, then hand me the worst resume I've ever seen, and you tell me to go away? What are you going to do with yourself, son?
Master will look after us.
I got news for you, Mr. Johnson. Master hates your ever-living guts.
Master is my friend.
You don't have any friends. Look, Mr. Johnson, you hand this to my secretary and then tell her I said to type you up a new resume. I mean, you don't even have a phone number on here, Mr. Johnson. And where the hell is Misty Mountain? You have no city, state, or zip on here. It's just a mess, son. And I'll tell you this for your own good. You better get your act together or no one's going to hire you. No one. A fool's yet to be created who'd hire someone like yourself with this kind of resume.
Friday, October 16th.
Well, Mr. Johnson, it looks like we've got ourselves an agreement. Congratulations and welcome to the Edge. When you come back in, just ask for Chuck. I'm one of the hosts of the morning ritual, and we'll see you at 8 on Wednesday.
But the fat one, he hates us. He hates us.
Who, Fat Albert? Oh, you're just his opponent. Come on, Smeagol. It's a friendly rivalry at best.
If you say so.
Oh, I would eat that fish before you meet him, too, but that's just me. Oh. And no hitting on Heather. She's married, in case you didn't see the ring on her finger.
My precious.